next case.
Case number 12,875, Sea Air Village seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Center Avenue, Lot C92, within the Sea Air Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19994 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. This zoning district's AR1 and tax parcels District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310.00, Unit 14810. The applicant is seeking an 8.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and manufactured home on Lot C94. A 1.1-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and shed on Lot B93. A 1.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the manufactured home on Lot B91. And a 5.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on Lot B91. The department received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 13 mail returns.
And I'll just note for the record, this is Amy Bennett. She's previously been sworn in before the board this evening.
You may present your case.
So on this one, in regards to the uniqueness of the property, similar reasoning, the lot is uniquely narrow and was laid out in, when the community was built back in the 1950s and 60s, prior to the current requirements for separation distances. And the lots are small in comparison to the modern size manufactured home. We've selected a standard size floor plan that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but unable to place it without the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot and the previous build out of the surrounding adjacent lots makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property. In this case, the prior unit is, the on-site owners are choosing to demolition their home and to replace it with new because the cost of repair have exceeded like the lifespan of the home. So the location that we're selecting is consistent with the rest of the community, but provides more relief than the prior units that are there. So in doing this, we're actually moving the structures a little bit further apart from the surrounding lots. And in regards to cannot otherwise be developed, due to the uniqueness of the property, we can't otherwise develop the lot without violating the separation distance requirements. And these were not created by the applicant. These are conditions that are unique to the property itself and the narrowness of the lot. And we don't anticipate this will alter the characteristics of the neighborhood. It'll actually be an improvement aesthetically and characteristics. Like I said, it's going to be further apart from the buildings that were there previously. And we do believe that this will be the minimum variance required to afford relief. The unit, as I mentioned, has met its lifespan and needs to be demolished and replaced in order for the existing homeowners to continue to enjoy the lot and the home.
Questions? There's no planned porches or decks or?
No.
Is the shed necessary?
They have a shed existing currently that's a 10 by 10. In order to place the home, we have to move the shed. So we're asking to keep the same size shed.
But overall, you said this is an improvement
yes.
on the existing situation as far as the variances that would
That's
be
correct.
Stay there.
Both the home and the shed are more forward on the lot than the prior structures. And the lot previously was a single wide with a bump out. The new unit is slightly larger at length and width, but there's no additions being on the unit, so.
Are they getting a new shed or just moving the one that's there?
They are replacing it with a similar shed.
Mr. Sharp?
Just looking at this site plan, it appears to have the prior dwelling in a fainted line. Is that the approximate location
Correct.
Where that prior one
yes.
was? And have there been any discussions with the neighbors about this one?
I know on? The neighbors to the left are actually the ones that kind of enticed them. They have a newer unit. to do the upgrades and are in support of it.
That's 94?
C-94, yes.
Okay. But the ones on, I guess, B-92 and B-91, those have been there longer? Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I don't see that they would have any difficulty with the units separating further.
All right, thank you. I have no further questions.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12875 for Sierra Village. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case number 12875 for Sierra Village. I believe that the variances are necessary, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. The vote of 5-0, case 12875 for Sierra Village is approved.